Now, Brenda, yes. I did mention at the top of the programme that today you have your little fairy wand and you are making dreams come true, because some of the biggest names in Eurovision history and the Irish entertainment scene are set to take to the stage this week for a show called Best of Eurovision. And it's incredible what seven times Ireland has won. I mean, at one stage it was basically see you next year, we'll be back doing it again. But nearly all of the seven of our winners are performing. And for one 17-year-old young woman from Mullingar, it is going to be one special occasion. What were you at this morning?
Well, you have to bear with me, people listening to this, because there's a bit of a setup involved. So I have to explain.
Of course, yes. In order to make the surprise happen, you had to do a bit of diversion and sort of a red herring kind of.
Exactly. A couple of weeks ago onto the show. You know the way Derek, as we all know, is Mr. Eurovision. He loves it. Well, he thinks he is.
I've never heard him mention the Eurovision. In five years I've worked in this programme, I have never heard Derek Mooney once.
Once.
Well, I've never heard him.
He loves it, and all the panel, and he gets really into it, and he's broadcast from the Eurovision, wherever it's on,
Baku,
all over Europe, etc. So anyway, I suppose it's known that the show is a bit of a Eurovision fan type show. So we get an email in from 17-year-old Emma Kerwin, and she's from Mullingar, and she says, can you help me out here? I need to invent a job for myself, and I need you, that's us,
the Mooney Show,
yes, to let me on your radio show. So, okay, basically I'm 17, I've finished school, and the only thing I want to do in my life, and that is basically anything to do with Eurovision. I would love if you'd let me on around Eurovision time to talk about it. I love it so much. It's my life.
And it's unusual to have somebody this young, but anyway, go on.
Very nice. I even have a Eurovision tattoo.
What?
I said.
Indeed.
I would actually do anything to be involved in the Eurovision. Obviously, the big dream would be a head of delegation or a...
What?
Start small, pet. Or a Eurovision historian. But I love anything. I would even love sweeping the floor of the arena or handing out water bottles. So if you let me tell people who I am and let them know that if they ever want anything Eurovision related, all they have to do is call me and I will do it. So you get the drift. Lovely email from this girl.
She'll have to get past Paul G, who'll be standing in the door with his elbows out, I'd say.
She certainly will. And Paul G is actually her hero. So you get the drift. She's 17. Actually, she's going to be 18 next week. So happy birthday.
That's very important. Yep.
And I thought, well, what can we do? And this tour is happening. It's Best of Eurovision. And it has, you know, some of the top entertainers. And I've seen them in action. And they're terrific in terms of having a show, having a moment, remembering a good night out. They're all there. Johnny Logan, Linda Martin, Eve Kavanagh, Paul Aaron, Charlie McGettigan, Dan, of course. Anyway, there's a list of them. And they're going to be singing the hits. And they're also going to be singing other songs that were winners from the Eurovision. So that's the show. I think they were on the Late a few weeks ago. And they were great. So the show...
Johnny looks fantastic, by the way.
Johnny,
you're meant to get older as the years sort of advance, but he looks fantastic.
Well, he was actually one of my earliest pin-ups.
Well, I'm straight, but I think he's hot.
Yeah,
is it okay for me to say that?
That is okay for you to say that. That's no problem.
Love you, Johnny.
Him and David Essex, the two posters on my wall.
Hang on, no. I'm losing my own hair, but David Essex looks a bit odd. Go on.
Yeah, no, not when I was 13 he didn't. He was very cute. Silver Dream Racer and all that. Anyway, this Thursday night, the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, the first of the Best of the Eurovision shows, are on.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of in the middle of rehearsals now, and they're learning their steps and they're singing and whatever. And they're rehearsing quite near the O2. So I thought, wouldn't it be nice to let her spend the morning watching them rehearsing?
Oh, what a buzz that
would
be.
It's not
to meet your heroes.
Yeah, it's not the lotto, you know. Having said that, if the Eurovision actually means as much to her.
What price making your dreams come true?
Yeah, if it means that much to her. You know, it's no trouble to us. They'd be delighted to have her. They'd be very happy with us all talking about their tour and their show.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody wins or whatever. So I said, I'd like it to be a surprise. How do I do this? So we were thinking about it and I said, well, she seems to know everything about the Eurovision. She could tell you who came second in the Danish National Song Contest in 1970, whatever. You know, touch of the Paul G's about her.
The extraordinary thing about that, because the Russian vote that year was 7 points, which was the first time that on a Tuesday a man with a shirt and a red tie had actually voted for two teams that hadn't been there for the previous 3 years.
Exactly. So I thought, well, do you know that programme, Are You Smarter Than... Your parents or whatever. I thought I'll set her up and say, would you come up and record a quiz? Are you smarter than Paul G?
Brilliant.
In terms of the Eurovision. So she was swatting up and she was
not
all
a bad
excited.
Idea for a little 15-minute programme anyway. Not.
There you go. Take that. That was mine. So I met her outside the O2 this morning. And she was with her mum and dad and her brother and sister, and they'd come all the way up from Mullingar, and they were fierce excited just with the thought of meeting Paul G alone. That's her own business. So I said to her, I said to her, look, tell us about yourself, Emma. You've written in this email, like, you can sense the passion and the love of the Eurovision from it. But let's find out a little bit about yourself and what it is you like about the Eurovision. And I started off by asking her, was there a light bulb moment when she first went, oh, I love it, I love it, I love the Eurovision?
Yeah, it was 2005. I remember watching it and I just thought, wow. And I needed to see it again. So I got the DVD and then I got books and I got more DVDs and I'm just obsessed with it now.
Okay, can you remind me in 2005 who won?
Elena Paparizou, Greece. Her song was my number one. And it's one of my favourite songs now because it's very sentimental because it was my first Eurovision kind of. So, yeah, that was 2005. And then 2006 was my first year as a fan, so I got to learn a lot that year.
Now, when you're talking to me, I can see you're actually kind of emotional talking about the Eurovision. Why is that?
Because I just love it. It's my whole life. Like, I have a tattoo, a Eurovision tattoo, because I love it so much. And it's hard to tell people how much I love it.
Now, can I have a look at your tattoo? Where is it?
Yeah,
oh, my goodness, it's on your wrist. Describe it for us.
Well, it's the Eurovision logo. And I asked my friend to design it for me because she wanted to be a tattoo artist. So she put, like, some colours coming out and some shooting stars.
Emma, I just want to get a handle on how big a Eurovision fan you are. For a 17-year-old, you have a tattoo on your hand.
Yes.
Okay, tell me anything else about you. Posters, DVDs, how much have you got?
I have so much stuff. I have all the DVDs of every single year. I have as many books as I can find, and I have records of some of the winners, and anything I come across that's even Eurovision related, I buy it.
I don't mean to keep repeating it, Emma, but you're 17. Do your friends not go a bit kind of barmy at you for your Eurovision fixation, should we say?
They do. They get really annoyed because they don't understand it because they hate the music and they just won't listen to it. But I'm kind of allowed around May Eurovision time because it's like once a year, so I'm allowed then.
What do you do for the Eurovision itself?
Well, nobody will come over and watch it with me. It's not only that they won't, it's just that I won't let them because they'll annoy me. And sometimes my family like watch it with me, but I make them shut up. They have to be very quiet. I want to hear everything and I can't miss like a single minute of it.
Okay, so let's go to your favourites. Okay,
yeah.
So what are your favourite songs, first of all?
Favourite ever Eurovision song, Serbia 2007. That's just my favourite. I just love it.
What is it?
It's Molitva by Maria Serafovic, and it's just my favourite. I just love it so much. I don't know why.
What about our Irish winners? Do you feel very proud of them?
Yeah, Eimear Quinn is one of my favourite ever winners, 96. Yeah, that's one of my favourite songs. But of all the Irish songs, I think one of my favourite is Linda Martin, but the one that came second in 1984, Terminal 3.
If I said to you, I'm really sorry, but the 2013 Eurovision has been cancelled, how would you feel?
First of all, I'd cry because, like, that's what I do all year. I watch all the national finals and prepare for it. That's, like, a hobby, sort of. But then, like, if it was cancelled, I'd just learn more about the other years, the past years. I'd try and know everything. I'll never grow out of it. I love it so much.
She really does love it, Brenda.
Oh, she does. And when you're talking to her and the passion for it, it's all in her face, it's in her eyes. And she'd be kind of like slightly, you know, hey, I'm 17, not really interested in you.
Very heavy Mullingar accent. I found it hard to understand her Mullingar accent there, Brenda.
Yeah, basically.
You
okay.
know, right, okay, you know.
Huh? OMG, LOL. But once you mention Eurovision, her face lights up and the eyes light up and there's a twinkle and everything. Anyways, from our initial chat, as I said, her mum and dad were there and her brother and sister. We walked down to meet what she thought was Paul G. But in actual fact, it was this lot rehearsing for the best
wow,
of Eurovision.
What a surprise.
And rehearsing, we had Niamh Kavanagh, Paul Harrington, Charlie McGettigan and Dana. And on the way down, just before we went in, I had a chat with her mum, Susan. And I said to Susan, you know, was she surprised? Like, did it come from anything in their background? Was she surprised that Emma, her daughter, who's only 17, had a Eurovision tattoo and was so into it?
It was. I thought it was a fleeting hobby, but it just progressed and she's mad about it for the last 5 or 6 years. So, yeah, she's big into it now.
And she has the tattoo. How was that negotiated?
Well, she was trying to coax us into getting this tattoo for ages, so we had to come up with a plan. She wanted a much larger tattoo, so we had to compromise. So now she has a smaller tattoo, but it was kind of like a leaving cert present. So we compromised, and she's happy with it, and we're happy with it too.
And are you happy that she's a Eurovision fan? Would you prefer she was less into it, more into it?
Oh no, it's good to have an interest. And yeah, she likes it. She researches a lot. And no, it's good for her. I like it that she has a hobby like that. So it's good for her, yeah.
Emma, we're just at studios here. Your quiz awaits. Yay. Would you mind going in? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. And hopefully Paul G will be in here all ready to go.
Grand.
Have a look over there. Come with me.
Oh my God.
Emma, you met Dana before?
No.
Meet you.
Hi.
And you know.
Hello, Emma. Nice
and Liam Carrion.
Nice to meet you.
How are you?
And Charlie McGinn.
Good to meet you.
And of course, Paul Harrington.
Give us a hug. What a girl. How are you? Nice to see you.
Oh my God, there's a lot of hugs going on here. We'll just give Emma a second to calm down. Can you talk yet, Emma?
Yeah, I'm grand.
You're surrounded by Eurovision legends.
Yeah.
Less of the legends now.
Legends. That was Niamh Cavanagh I was talking about.
Seasoned and all.
My gosh. It's a surprise.
Yeah, it is That's a surprise. It's a complete surprise, Emma. Congratulations. Yes. And we're delighted to see you. It's lovely to see someone young who's interested in me for a change.
You might be able to help us, Emma. We're going to a little bit of trouble here. What is it, Donna? You got to speed it up.
And then you got to slow it down. Because if you believe that your love can hit the top, you got to play around. And soon you will find that there comes a time for making your mind up.
I'm not singing on the radio.
So she's cool as well as the Eurovision fans.
We sang an English winning song there, but of course all the Irish winners will be in this programme. And I have to say, I love your green hair.
Thank you.
That's a drop, drip, no, what's it called?
Dip dive.
Come on, Brenda, get with the programme.
We're all here. Big show's coming up. You're rehearsing. Fill us in on it all. Who wants to take that? Do you want to take it, Paul?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to ripping the dress off Johnny Logan. We're having a bit of fun. We're falling over each other with our steps and stuff like that. Yeah. But it's great.
Emma, you okay?
Yeah, I'm grand.
It's all a bit of a shock, I know.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have a chat with them about their tour and being together. And we'll come back to you. Do you want to take a second?
Yeah, I'll just watch. Can
I just ask Emma something?
Yes, Charlie.
Apart from Rock and Roll Kids, what's your favourite?
No pressure.
Of all time,
you're... Oh, Serbia 2007. Sorry, guys.
Serbia 2007.
That's fantastic.
Excellent. No offence.
Charlie, tell me about this tour. You're not all together again. It's kind of all together for the first time en masse, really.
Without a doubt. And the big one we found to put everybody together was Johnny. Because Johnny, he's had three Eurovision winners. He's sung in two Eurovision winners. He's written three songs. Isn't that right, Paul? Yeah. You know, when we got Johnny as the link, you know, we all roped in together. Because we've all us from Ireland, we've met each other many, many times. Although, I find working with Dana, we've never worked together before. You know, and yet our paths cross all the time. Dana got a puncture in Carrick and Shannon one time, you know.
Was that you?
That was me.
That was you.
Well, actually, myself and Dana are meeting again for the first time since she bet me in our Celebrity Bonnish Door match.
Correct. So, I know.
You know, it's bittersweet for me, Dana, seeing you again.
And I have a gift for you too, as we're going to have gifts for Emma.
Okay.
From all of us, aren't we? But I have a gift for you because I promised you a cookery book.
Oh, you did?
For your slow cooker.
And then
I never got given it to you, but I have a gift
for
you.
But you were rather busy. You've had a busy year.
I was indeed. I was being slow cooked myself.
Well, let's hope you're not slow cooked on the stage. No. It's Eurovision tour.
We are having a ball.
It seems like,
really, yeah. We are.
Yeah, of course, they gave me the hard ones. I'm doing Celine Dion in French, you know, no pressure there at all.
In French. Lovely.
En français.
Yes.
And, actually, it's great because it's such a great thing. And the songs that I'm not involved in, I'm visions of me backstage singing them along, you know, because really there's very little. I think there's only one song I've never heard before. And that's the Genghis Khan one, but sure, that's that's only a moment of madness. She's laughing. Look, Emma's laughing.
You like that one, Emma?
I love that song.
I'd be delighted to hear Johnny singing that.
I thought it was just the Irish singers singing the winning songs, but it's more than that, is it?
It'd be a 20-minute show, really, wouldn't it?
Really, we've had a fair few.
We could sing them twice, maybe. In fairness, we did sing them twice in the Eurovision, didn't we?
Because funny enough, you know, obviously growing up, the big shows that you watch are the Eurovision, Miss World, the Cup Finals. They were the ones you were allowed to stay up late for. But now, the thing I'm really excited about now with this whole thing is not just us up singing our songs. It'll be dancers, not obviously us, better dancers than us. Dancers, there's a live band, which is great, because obviously the thing I miss most from Eurovision now is the orchestra. I'm sure Emma doesn't mind one way or t'other, but for us as performers...
Oh, now, hang on, she's an opinion orchestra. On that. Yeah, do you have an opinion?
Bring back the orchestra.
You don't know how good that makes us feel as musicians, the fact that you like the orchestra. Because, I mean, who here always associates the Eurovision with Noel Keating?
Yes.
You know, and the conducting the orchestra for Ireland, and Noel Keating.
Yeah.
You know.
Emma, while we've been chatting here, have you calmed down a little bit, or are you still in shock?
Still in shock, yeah.
It's very difficult, but can you put in towards what it is, meeting this wonderful gang of talented singers and musicians here?
This is the best day of my life. So is.
Can you tell me a little bit about your thoughts on each of them and their song? Of course, Dana, 1970. And here she is, looking radiant, may I say, Dana.
Brenda, and I return the compliment.
We weren't saying that in the football pitch in Kilcullen last year.
Do you still have the dress?
Well, I do have the dress, but it's actually in a museum, which, as I say, I should be in with it. But it is. It just about fit one half of me now.
Emma, it's so wonderful just somebody of your age to be interested. How many people of people that you hang around with and that you meet and you're of an age are interested in Eurovision as well?
Zero people.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I show you something Emma has, guys? Right, okay, put your hand out. Look at her wrist.
Oh, look, it's
a Eurovision tattoo.
That's commitment, right? That's commitment.
I don't know what your husband's going to say to you when you eventually meet him in about 30 years' time.
Let's hope he's called Eurovision.
Paul, Niamh, Charlie and Dana, we wish you the best of luck with the tour. I know you're starting
this week and then
travelling all around, and we'll have all those details up on the Mooney Show website for people. So the best of luck, really. And I know you have to get back and do your rehearsal. And Johnny and Linda, have you worked at the bone?
Yeah, because, you know, Johnny and Linda are not here at the moment because they're working very hard on their steps. It's very difficult. It's harder as you get older. But,
Johnny's working on his steps.
But, you know, we were kind of thinking, we have some stuff for you, some memorabilia. And really, the best thing for you to do is to come
and get it
to the show on Thursday. And we would love you, because Johnny and Linda would love to meet you. And so come on and meet us all at the show. It would be fantastic.
Yeah, we put together a little package for you, so I think you'll like it.
Thanks, guys. This is like a dream. I wanted to meet you guys.
Well, Emma, a very special morning for you, no doubt.
Yeah, it's just incredible. It's like my dream come true. Pinch me, someone.
Well, look, you'll have a great night with all your family in the Bordgash Theatre with the first show on Thursday night. Hey, lads, would you give her a little song just before we go? And the best luck, Charlie, you can lead. What's your favourite?
Snowdrops and daffodils, butterflies and bees, sailboats and fishermen, things of the sea, wishing wells, wedding bells, early morning dew. All kinds of everything remind me of you.
Wow. What a fantastic moment for that young Emma.
Yeah, she's great.
All her dreams come true, she says.
Yeah, and she said in her email that she'd be interested in, you know, talking about the Eurovision around the time. Emma, you're on our list. We will not forget you, as you will not forget us after the wonderful morning that you had. And again, they're in the Bordgash, that show, Best of Eurovision.
The Energy Theatre
on Thursday night.
And all of those
Belfast,
dates.
Derry, Killarney, Cork, blah, blah, blah.
All of the dates.
Where are they?
Our website. Brenda, JP Cahill in County Louth has been on.
Hello,
to
JP.
Say, how are you doing, guys? I am the male version of Emma. I am a total Eurovision fanatic. I am a massive Eurovision fan, and all I ever want to do is to be involved in some way with the whole buzz of Eurovision. I listen to nothing but Eurovision in the car, on my phone, etc. I buy the Eurovision DVD and CD every year, and I'm counting the days until the show next May. I take a week's holidays every year in May to ensure I don't miss both semi-finals and final. The Mooney Show is my favourite radio show, as it's the only radio show that gives the Eurovision the coverage it deserves. And that's JP Cahill in Louth. Wow, he's a fan as well.
You're a fan, JP. That's all I'll say. Maybe I'll hook you up with Emma. It could work.
You never know. Anyway, lots and lots of people who love the Eurovision from the very core of their beings.